At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the dispute over how to divide up Measure M sales tax revenue continued before the Amador Fire Protection Authority as the intergovernmental board attempted to bridge a split between the county's fire department. Now, at its issue is some $6 million raised per year through a 0.5% sales tax that pays for professional firefighters at local fire districts. In the formula set by law, the money is distributed half through population and half through call volume. The Amador Fire Protection District has proposed changes that would result in more calls for service being credited to AFPD and thus more Measure M money. The other six fire departments in Amador County are opposed to AFPD's proposed changes, preferring the system that has been used in previous years. AFPD Fire Chief Walt White and Fire Chiefs Debbie Mackey of Jackson and Dominic Marino of Sutter Creek clashed repeatedly at the meeting over this dispute, with each side claiming the other was not being truthful about the issues at hand. In the end, the Fire Protection Board voted 4-2-1 to recommend approval of the existing method of dividing up Measure M funds rather than the AFPD's new formula. Supervisor Pat Crew and Peter Amoruso of Plymouth City Council voted against with one abstention. The formula now goes before the Amador County Board of Supervisors for final approval.
Well, Dante Campbell of Ione entered a not guilty plea on two charges of murder Thursday morning in Amador Superior Court. Appearing before Judge Hermanson by video conference from the Amador County Jail, Campbell, wearing shackles and an orange jumpsuit, entered not guilty pleas for the three charges, two counts of felony murder, one count of mutilation of a body. Now, Campbell's accused of killing two women whose bodies were discovered by Amador Sheriff deputies last week. Campbell currently being held in Amador County Jail without bail. The next court date in this case, a pre-preliminary hearing scheduled for March 25th. Now, also appearing briefly in court was Sean Purdy, accused of the murder of his father, New Year's Eve of 2019. Purdy also appeared in custody by video conference, with his next court date scheduled for March 18th.
And a rabid skunk inside a house has raised concerns in Calaveras County. Calaveras Animal Control Services reports it was notified of the skunk last Friday. The county trapper headed to the residence off Frico City Road, and upon his arrival, the animal was caught and then euthanized that same day. The animal's carcass was sent to San Joaquin Public Health for testing for rabies. The results came back positive for rabies yesterday. All animals at the home will now receive rabies booster shots, according to county officials, who stress owners should keep their pets' rabies vaccinations up to date. To protect human health and safety, Amador Services advises that wild animals exhibiting signs of illness or that are injured should not be handled. Remember, if you come in contact with such an animal, contact the Calaveras or Amador Animal Services Department.
And the Amador Resource Conservation District hosting 5 community chipping days at fire stations throughout the county between March and April. Landowners will be able to bring vegetation material cleared from their own property to the chipping dates. Now, a licensed contractor and industrial chipper will be on site used to chip the material. Chipping will be provided at no cost to Amador County residents and will be on a first-come, first-served basis. ARCD has received grant funds to provide chipping service for neighbors and individual homeowners in the county who are willing to work to make their property fire safe. Now, community chipping days will be held multiple days, but the next will be held at Howard Park in Ione, March 5th and 6th.
Is there any how to get more details there at all?
Yeah, for more information, contact Vincent at 214-9727.
And the City of Jackson, again, now accepting applications for the position of temporary part-time homeless service coordinator assigned to partner with the Jackson Police and Fire Departments. Today is the deadline. You can download the application from the city website, and then it must be returned to the City Police Department by the end of business today.
And the Amador County Arts Council has begun the search for a new executive director. Megan O'Keefe, who has held the position since 2018, has stepped down to take a position in tobacco reduction with Amador County Department of Public Health. O'Keefe will remain with the organization as a member of the board of directors. Now the board is launching a statewide search for a new executive director. The contributions of O'Keefe over the last several years have been extensive. She's tripled the operating revenue, spearheaded several new programs and services, and pivoted the nonprofit into alignment with the governing agency, California Arts Council. Now, in her letter to the Arts Council board, O'Keefe said, "The move has been one of the hardest decisions in her life due to her love for the arts and love of Amador County." According to Nettie Fox, Amador Arts Board President, quote, "Amador Arts is sad to be losing Megan as an amazing executive director, but we're very fortunate to be gaining Megan as a board member." Meanwhile, the search for O'Keefe's replacement will move forward. For more info, visit amadorarts.org. And thanks to Megan O'Keefe for everything she's done for Amador Arts.
And again, a quick reminder for you that Amador County Little League East will hold player assessment tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Imey Field. Also, there will be a rummage sale, low-cost rummage sale, gloves, hats, or gloves and bats, helmets, cleats, catcher's gear, etc., for players to purchase. If you have not yet signed up your player, you can do so tomorrow. Tomorrow's the cutoff, or go to acclle.com. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.